All right, Tuesday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Short little show here, 60 minutes now, 51 minutes of fury, because, of course, I'm going to get off right at 10 o'clock, right? If you believe that, I got some plan to sell you. But anyway, that is the plan, is to do shorter shows 5 days a week. But, you know, and last night, just so everybody knows, I kept my word. I kept my word last night. My wife is mocking me in the background right now. You can't hear her. We're never going to put her on a mic. But anyway.
I was impressed.
But we were off at 10:07. Now, it may have had something to do with that's when Trump was walking out into the RNC. And there's no more point in doing a podcast with competing with Trump. But still, I did officially, for the record, did keep my word. I said, I'm going to go no longer than like 10:10. 10:15, 10:17, 10:18, 10:19, 10:20, 10:27. But I'm never going to go that long. So anyway, I did keep my word, at least so far.
Yeah.
I'm one for one. I'm batting 1,000.
That's good.
All right, let's hop right into this now. Let's go to Trump shooting investigation. Now, again, we have to focus on this. I am going to mix in some other stuff tonight. But, of course, the focus is still the Trump shooting. So we have to focus on that. As well as the other people, don't want to forget the other people that were the one other man that was killed in this shooting. And by the way, more and more comes out about it. Christian man actually protecting his wife and children,
yeah,
putting his body over them. He was killed. And then you have the two other people, intensive care. One did come out of their coma today. So God has blessed us.
Good.
God has spared the life of President Trump. God is working with the injured. Fox News, more protection. U.S. officials were warned about a potential assassination plot against former President Trump by Iran weeks before the shooting. I guess they really amped up the protection then, didn't they? No, what it's turning out to be, a source, Dan Bongino. Excellent source, by the way. Really, really make sure you're listening to Bongino on this stuff. Former protection, Secret Service agent on the Presidential Protection Detail for 12 years. 12 years. So tune into Bongino if you really want some expertise on this stuff. But so allegedly they amped up, they didn't amp it up. They're just saying that they're warned of a potential threat. But his Secret Service protection was never amped up. And what I was going to say about Bongino was what's actually turned out is that most of the people on the quote-unquote protection detail in Butler, Pennsylvania, weren't actually Secret Service agents. They were actually State Department people from DHS. They're not certified as protection agents. And Bongino said he's not denigrating them, but they are certainly not at the level of Secret Service agents. So not only did they not amp up his protection after a threat from Iran, again, the most likely man on the planet to be assassinated by multiple different sources, whether it's MI6, whether it's Iran, whether it's Hezbollah, whether it's Saudi Arabia, myriad of Russians, Chinese, whatever it may be, the most likely to be assassinated man on the planet. They didn't do a daggum thing when they got a threat from Iran. But not only did they not do anything, they actually, when he did the Butler, Pennsylvania Trump rally, actually, most of the people that were there were not Secret Service agents. They were DHS officers. They were people that, if they can't get the Secret Service there, that's who they send. Because a lot of the Secret Service agents went to Jill Biden's rally.
Oh my!
The least likely person on the planet in two different categories. three different categories. The person least likely that you would ever want to hear her voice. Number two, you'd ever want to be in a room with. And number three, the least likely person to be assassinated in the world is Joe Biden, because she is the greatest asset that the Republican Party has.
True.
So weeks before the Iran threat, the shooting at Pennsylvania leading to increased security. But you know what? There was no increased security. So how do you have increased security? Now, maybe there was increased security at other events, but certainly not at Butler, where there was no police. And, man, I'm going to get deep into this tonight. And not only were there no police, you remember the building that Thomas Crooks was positioned on that should have been it should have been tied off, roped off, completely and totally guarded so nobody could get on it. Not only that, but not only was it not tied off, roped off, or guarded, and, of course, there's nobody on the roof because Kim Cheadle says it was too dangerous. Too dangerous to put a Secret Service agent on the roof. I'm going to get all this in a minute. I'm jumping ahead, but can't help it. So Kim Cheadle, the director of the Secret Service, says it was too dangerous because it was an angular roof to put a Secret Service agent up there.
Yeah.
Not too dangerous for Thomas Crooks to be up there.
No.
And he didn't slide off at all, even after his head was blown off. He didn't slide off the roof at all. But not only that, did they not put a Secret Service agent up there because it was too much of a threat. An angular roof was too much of a threat to a Secret Service agent. The building was full of Secret Service agents. Underneath crooks, as well as other cops. And there's a lot more to this. I know a lot of you already know a lot of this already, but we'll timeline it out. So Iran, there was a threat from Iran. They said that they increased security. Certainly didn't show up at Butler, Pennsylvania. Go to the next one for me, Will. Kyle Becker tweet. New Secret Service, here it is, Secret Service Director Kim Cheadle. But gee, I wonder, again, they all know each other in a giant, giant symbiote. Right here. Secret Service Director Kim Cheadle, good friend of Jill Biden. So again, her soul. Now, does that woman look like, I mean, Aaron, blow that face up as big as you can blow it up. Does this look like somebody who could do one push-up? Does this look like a person who's ever handled a police situation in their life?
No.
Is this a person who's ever stood a post in their life? Maybe I'm wrong, because I certainly didn't research it. But what qualifies this woman? You know I'm getting intense and my voice goes high. What qualifies this overweight woman to run the Secret Service of the United States of America? What qualifies her to run the Secret Service? And who's her boss? Alejandro Mayorkas. That's the Secret Service is actually under DHS. Has Alejandro Mayorkas ever done anything but shuffle money around Washington establishment? Anything? No. So you can bring it back where I can read it, guys. All right, Aaron. So she's really good friends with Joe Biden, so that qualifies her to run the Secret Service. One of the most important institutions in America. You've never heard me say get rid of the Secret Service, have you? That's right. Get rid of the FBI, but don't get rid of the Secret Service, although now it needs to be stripped to the studs.
Yeah.
It's a good friend of Joe Biden and the new face of America's competency crisis didn't post snipers on the roof where Trump was shot at because it was a sloped roof. The snipers that were on Trump's snipe team behind him, the response snipe team, they were on a sloped roof.
More, yeah.
And Aaron just said more. Probably did look like more. Didn't post that. That's going to be her excuse. I need to get through these slides because I've got 5 million things to talk about tonight. So I can't. But I can't get over that. I mean, how is it that extreme malfeasance and incompetency is ever accepted? I mean, I want you to think of this, and I'm stealing this from Bongino. But in any other area of life, I have everybody in this room, including me, has worked, obviously, numerous jobs. There's cops in this room. We got Will, a war veteran in this room. Tech expert Aaron in this room. Worship leader Aaron in this room. Producer of this podcast, all those different things. We've all worked these jobs. Now, I'll just pick on Aaron. If I showed up to do the podcast tonight, and the lights didn't work that are shining on me right now. The camera didn't work. The mic didn't work, and Aaron couldn't connect us to the internet or Christian Television Network. Aaron would be fired.
Yep.
Fired. Okay, so why is Kim Cheadle, why does she still have a job? When you have extreme incompetency where you don't put, leave this up for me, Will, when you don't put a sniper on the roof because it's slanted, that's your excuse? It's no wonder, because she has, let me get J.D. Vance's quote, the quote of the night so far. We are run by a bunch of childless cat ladies. I guarantee you she's a childless cat lady. I don't know that. I'm just saying. We are run by people who they take into consideration at a Trump rally, again, with a man most likely to be assassinated on the planet, angles of roofs.
Ridiculous.
That is taken into consideration. And so you don't want to put a sniper on the roof because of the angle of the roof? Then why don't you cut off all access to the building then? The only building, and by the way, just so everybody knows, it was inside the security bubble of the Secret Service. It was inside their security bubble, and everything else inside the security bubble was covered except that building. Exactly where the sniper was. So lo and behold, there's cops underneath it. Secret Service in the building, underneath Thomas Crooks. They could look up and see him. They could look up and tickle his belly. Nobody did a thing. But we'll get into the 26 minutes and everything else in just a minute. Because it was a sloped roof and she was afraid someone might slip and fall. Childless cat lady. That's not what you do. And it's just such galactic incompetence. And I've heard this over, and I know that now I'm using the right verbiage. High ground, high point, pure line of sight. How in the world do you not cut off the building access via presence on the sloped roof or on the ground and cut off all access to the building, the one building where a sniper could position themselves. How do you not cut that off and then keep your job? Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. All right, go to the next one for me, Will. Glockford Files, is that the right one?
Yes,
where
sir.
Am I at? Glockford Files?
Yep.
Glockford Files video. The fact that Joe Biden hasn't fired Kim Cheadle. Here, listen to Kim Cheadle here. I mean, listen to her explanations. Play for me.
That building in particular has a sloped roof at its highest point. And so, you know, there's a safety factor that would be considered there that we wouldn't want to put somebody up on a sloped roof. And so, you know, the decision was made to secure the building from inside.
You know, I actually got a lot of positive response on it because real women want real men and real men like real women. And I love women. Life is meaningless without women. I'm just saying, you know what? It's time for some men.
Yeah.
To run the military, to run the Secret Service. It's time for men to step up and run police agencies. These are man jobs. I'm sorry if that offends you. Again, here's my thing. You put the prereqs out. Like, you have to run this fast. You have to lift this much. You have to be able to drag this person, whatever it may be. And if a woman can do it in the required time, then fine.
Yeah.
But you think Kim Cheadle or Secret Service Barbie in the pregame, you think she could do it? You think she can? Donald Trump is like between 6'2 and 6'4. I don't know how tall he is. 230 pounds. And what's Kim Cheadle ever? If you're going to be the leader of the Secret Service, ought you to be able to perform the duties of the Secret Service?
Yeah.
If you're going to be the leader of the Secret Service, you ought to be able to perform the duties of the Secret Service. What would she do in a shooting situation? Absolutely nothing. But she runs the show, and that's why there was no sniper on the roof, because of a slanted roof. I wanted you to hear it coming out of her mouth. All right, where am I at, Will? I don't even know where I'm at.
Julie Kelly.
Where am I at, Julie Kelly? I'm totally lost.
A little remember.
All right. There we go. All right, Julie Kelly, a little reminder of Kim Cheadle's background. Play for me.
She would know. The 28-year veteran was on the team that evacuated Vice President Dick Cheney on 9/11, and she served on then Vice President Biden's protective detail. He named her director in mid-2022. Amid a swirl of controversy over the agency deleting nearly all of its text messages from January 6th, the agency says that was due to a data migration.
System migrations happen. But I think for a lot of Americans, it just doesn't pass the smell test, given the timing and the volume of messages deleted.
Well, it's unfortunate that would be the assumption that people would make. Our integrity is everything, and there was nothing nefarious attached to that.
Their integrity has been put to the test.
So there you go. Now, again, how in the world can you be an actually effective human being when you're buddies with everyone? I mean, seriously. Woe to you when all men speak well of you, for so their fathers to the false prophets. Luke 6:26. You're good buddies with Dick Cheney and Joe Biden, so you are a swamp creature that will say whatever needs to be said to get a job. If it's a Republican administration, you shift Republican, like Nicole Wallace. When it's a Democrat administration, you shift left, which means you're actually always a leftist.
Yeah.
Always a leftist, because we don't do those things. So then you go to 1-6. She works with Dick Cheney, works with Joe Biden, good friends with Joe Biden, and suddenly becomes the director of the Secret Service, the director. And again, I saw her picture or that video. I see her. This is a woman, I mean, vehemently disqualified from ever running any sort of police agency ever. Because if you can't handle a police call, you ought not to be running the agency, handling the calls.
Yeah.
Yep.
You have no idea what you're doing. So you have under her great leadership, you have, of course, had 1-6, and she wasn't obviously over the Secret Service at 1-6, but she deleted all of the 1-6 test messages between Secret Service agents. Again, these are just galactic coincidences, right? It's always a galactic coincidence that Hillary Clinton's staff did a factory reset on all their cell phones. That you know, to do a factory reset, you have to reset the thing 16 times to do it, to do it where you get it to delete. You have to put in the wrong password 16 straight times, and it automatically deletes your data. Well, they had a data migration here. Now, you're telling me we're $35 trillion in debt. Secret Service has a multi-billion dollar budget, and they can't get a tech guy like Aaron to do a pure data migration. We don't lose any of the data.
Yep.
I mean, honestly, I would have sent Aaron up there. I would have loaned him to him for a week. Aaron, go do the data migration. He easily could do it.
Yep.
He worked for a school board right here in Sarasota County. He has 30,000 kids and thousands of employees. They didn't lose any. They didn't have any problem with their data migrations.
No.
But so lo and behold, all their data disappears, which means what? One that means the Secret Service is in on it under Alejandro Mayorkas. Speaking of Mayorkas, here he is, townhall.com. Mayorkas, I have 100% confidence in Kim Cheadle. Play for me.
On that, does the president have confidence in the Secret Service director after Saturday's failures?
I have 100% confidence in the director of the United States Secret Service. I have 100% confidence in the United States Secret Service. And what you saw on stage on Saturday with respect to individuals putting their own lives at risk for the protection of another is exactly what the American public should see every single day. It is what I indeed do.
You guys can correct me in the chat, but I don't think anybody should ever be running a police agency, which Secret Service is a police agency. Yes, they have a protection segment of the Secret Service, but they also do counterfeiting. They are a police agency. Nobody should ever be running a police agency that looks like that. If you can't actually handle a police call, you should not be running a police agency.
Yeah.
If you've never been on a police call in your life, you should not be running a police agency. That includes the ATF, that includes the FBI, and anybody else you want. That includes the Sarasota County Sheriff's Office. Sarasota County Sheriff's Office is run by Sheriff Kurt Hoffman, who is a cop.
Yep.
That's what you do. It's so frustrating. I can't think of the words, but how would you know what to do if you've never done it? If you've never been trained in it, then how would you know whether or not you've set up a proper and effective safety perimeter? How would you know if you've never done it before in your life? How would you hold anybody accountable for setting up an effective safety perimeter if you've never done it before? These are the people in charge. And for all intents and purposes, he is a, what's my verbiage again? I got to leave this out so I don't have to keep digging through my papers to get it. He is really a childless cat lady. I'm borrowing from J.D. Vance all night long. I mean, this guy, he's in charge of people's lives. That guy. And then Kim Cheadle is in charge of, and I already showed you a picture of her. She definitely is a childless cat lady.
Oh, yeah.
These people are in charge of keeping people alive. The guy who allows 15,000 illegal border invaders to cross the southern border every day of our lives. He's in charge of people's lives. That guy. Secret Service is under that guy. All right, let's go to the next one. Catherine Herridge tweet. GOP oversight expansive request for records. Here we go. Now, this is the investigation portion of it. Expansive request for records from Secret Service in advance of the director's July 22nd testimony about the attempted assassination. In addition to, you never want to hear this as a citizen. Preserve your records. Never want to hear that. It means you're about to get sued. Mm-hmm. In addition to preservation of records, note 5 and especially 8, which focuses on the shooter's rooftop position. Deadline, in other words, the oversight committee is saying to Kim Cheadle and the Secret Service and Alejandro Mayorkas, preserve your freaking records, idiots. Again, there's no way to explain this level of galactic ignorance. There really is no way to do it. It'd be like sending a ship out with a giant hole in it. There's no way to explain it.
Yeah.
So now we're going to look at how are they going to cover this up. And so far, I will say this. God's getting them because they're all being massively exposed. Kim Cheadle looks like an idiot. Deadline for July 18th. What's the date today, Aaron?
Is it the 17th? It is the 16th.
16th. So 2 days from now.
Yep.
All internal documents and communications. I wonder if they're going to have another, what's it called, Aaron? A data migration.
Data migration.
Problem. They have another data migration.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on, behold. The day of the shooting was it the 14th or 13th? July 13th. Confirm that for me, Aaron, just so I don't get it wrong. Yeah, July 13th.
Yeah, 13th.
There you go. Yep. So there it is on the bottom. So July 13th, I wonder if they're going to have a massive data migration for July 13th.
Oh, yeah.
Because everybody, and this again, this credit Bongino. Bongino says, you know what? What Donald Trump should do is bring every one of his Secret Service, his protective team, every one of the Secret Service agents on his protective team into a private room and tell them, I'm the real president, for one thing, and then I'm going to be the president soon, but tell me everything you know now while you can.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, if you know any Secret Service agents, got 754 people watching right now, if you know any of them, and they can connect, or you know anybody that can connect with the Secret Service, the whistleblowers better come out now, or you're going to be criminally liable for culpable negligence. Be ready, or even treason.
Yeah.
All internal documents need to be turned into the Oversight Committee and communications, including text messages and email, on July 18th. Communications between the Secret Service and the Department of Homeland Security related to President Trump's campaign rally in Butler, Pennsylvania on July 13th, 2024. All need to be turned into the Oversight Committee run by Republicans on the 18th. All maps, aerial views, diagrams, assessments in the position or custody of the Secret Service of the setting for President Trump's campaign rally in Butler, Pennsylvania on July 13th, all needs to be turned in by the 18th. Go get them, Republicans. Actually, let them drop and do a real investigation. Do a real investigation for once in your lives. I know there's some real dogs on the Hill, like Matt Gaetz, like Marjorie Taylor Greene, like Lauren Boebert, like Rand Paul, people like that, although you're talking about Congress and Senate, two different things. But everybody needs to do a real investigation this time, because you aren't always going to let Democrats are not always going to run the DOJ, and we're going to win the House and we're going to win the Senate anyway. So you better get out in front of it now. So you're not culpable for criminality if you're in the Secret Service or in the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, because that the DHS agents, there's more DHS agents on the ground in Butler, Pennsylvania on the 13th than there was Secret Service agents, according to Dan Bongino's sources. You had better get your ducks in a row now. Whistle blow now, or be prosecuted later, or lose your job and your pension later. Get out in front of it now. And if you're a congressman or woman or a senator, get out in front of it now, because we're going to hold you accountable if you don't. All right, some more interesting stuff here. Am I silent, Silas? Will, am I still in the right spot? Okay, here we go. This right here, and again, male chauvinist pig alert. Male chauvinist pig alert. And Aaron, when you can, freeze me a really good comprehensive picture of everybody. But right here, Silent Silas video, right here is the proper way of protecting the president. President Trump ends up getting the elite from the Secret Service. Play for me, Will. So we're just going to keep running that. I want to just look at this video right here, and look who everybody is now. Why do you make the change now? Why do you make it now? I'm glad they did. But you know, when you get a threat from Iran, and he's the most likely to be assassinated on the planet, this change should have made a long time ago. There isn't a soul in there who's an inch shorter than Donald Trump. And a lot of them are taller, and he's at least 6'2".
Yeah.
230 to 240 pound man. And by the way, he's a former athlete. He's strong as a freaking ox. People don't know it. 78 years old. It doesn't matter, folks. First of all, Genesis 6:3, you're supposed to live to 120 anyway and live totally completely healthy. But look at those dudes. Who's shorter than Trump? Who's shorter than Trump? The two guys behind him, that's it. Surrounded. Why was this not happening in Butler, Pennsylvania? Oh, because Jim Cheadle didn't want to put one of these guys on the roof because the roof was slanted. Mommy, cat lady. Unbelievable. So now post him being shot in the head, now you're going to put it out there. That's because Alejandro Mayorkas is running the show, and he's never, ever been a protective agent in his life, never been a police officer in his life. Kim Cheadle's never been a protective agent in her life, never been a police officer in her life. They have no idea what they're doing. But you know what? It's a good job for you to have if you're Jill Biden's friend.
Yep.
That's what qualifies you. Like Karine Jean-Pierre being a black lesbian qualifies her to be a press secretary for the White House. Her Kim Cheadle being friends with Joe Biden qualifies her to protect the most powerful man on the planet. Yeah, great. That's a great idea, isn't it? Absolutely perfect. Unbelievable. And now, lo and behold, after Trump gets shot in the head, then they finally grant RFK Jr. his Secret Service detail.
Yeah.
The second most likely man on the planet to be assassinated.
Yeah.
Because he's a Kennedy.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, galactic stupid idiocy. There's no other way. It's the AI asinine idiocy.
Yep.
And by the way, it's not even asinine idiocy. It's culpable negligence, because they knew better. Do you know what culpable negligence is? Culpable negligence is a criminal statute. I'm sitting here with another cop. He knows what it is. Culpable negligence is if you stand on an overpass and you throw a rock, a giant rock, onto a car coming past and you kill the person, you're like, I never meant to kill him. No, you know that throwing a rock into a car going 80 miles an hour on the interstate is likely to kill that person. So you have culpable negligence and will spend the rest of your life in prison. This culpable negligence, Donald Trump is likely to be assassinated. You know that RFK Jr., whose dad was assassinated, whose uncle was assassinated, whose nephew mysteriously disappeared in an aircraft crash.
Yeah.
When you have JFK gets assassinated because he's one of the three presidents that stood against the deep state. JFK, Ronald Reagan, and Donald J. Trump stood up against the deep state, where it happened to all three of them. All three of them are shot.
Yep.
Two in the head. That's a fact, by the way. It's indisputable. But so now, lo and behold, RFK Jr. finally gets special detail after the leading contender for the presidency of the United States gets shot in the head. What a bunch of idiots. I can't imagine having such disregard for your own integrity to be a filthy Democrat. I don't get it. You slaughter the unborn. You censor speech. You slaughter people after they're born. You mandate vaccinations. You lop off penises and breasts and testicles. And you're just a disgusting human being if you're a leftist. Unbelievable. All right, let's shift over. Let's change the subject for, let's see, how many slides I got here before, so we can get off the Trump shooting. Well, it's only two slides, and then we got to go back to Trump shooting. But let's do a couple here. I had to show you this. I'll do this. I'll do 60 seconds worth of gold, and then we'll hop back into the Trump shooting. A J.J. Carroll video, more truth. Buckle up. Child trafficking sanctioned and funded by the United States government. I know I'm preaching to the choir, 782 people that are on right now. I know I'm preaching to the choir. You know all this, but it goes deeper than I knew, maybe not deeper than you knew, but I really didn't know Jill Biden's involvement with child sex trafficking into the United States of America. Play for me, Will.
Guatemalan Attorney General and their general secretary just filed a lawsuit in Texas claiming that Joe Biden, they are funneling over $21 million to an organization called Save the Children. And guess who was on the board? The board of it, Jill Biden. And they're saying this NGO is child sex trafficking into the United States of America, inside of Guatemala, and they are traveling and facilitating the transportation of child sex trafficking into Texas. Look, the media won't even touch it. And Joe Biden, look, things don't happen in a bubble. What did Joe Biden do in Ukraine? He went after that AG and got him fired. Guess what he's doing? He just called down there and had a presser and said to the Guatemalan president, I want those two people fired for corruption. There was no corruption last week,
of course.
They filed a lawsuit against you and your wife.
Yeah, exactly. Until you start looking into the child sex trafficking that may involve Jill Biden. That's what Biden loves to do. He loves to call up Poroshenko, get that prosecutor fired. He's looking into my son. He's looking into Hunter Biden. Get that guy fired, or you're not going to get billions of dollars. Guatemala, we're going to withhold aid to you. We're going to hold back the billions of dollars that we'll send to you. You better get these guys fired. You better not be looking into my wife.
It's frightening, Clayton.
So lo and behold, once again, they're looking into Biden corruption in a foreign country. This time not Ukraine. This time not Romania. This time not China or Russia. This time Guatemala, where you have a $21 million NGO called Save the Children with Jill Biden on the board. And then you have, you know what, they start to look into that, where you have the Guatemalans suing the United States government. And lo and behold, the people that are suing the United States government, Joe Biden is demanding that they all be fired. Sounds like Viktor Shokin again. Mm-hmm. Fire the prosecutor looking into my son's business, Burisma. If you don't fire him, you're not getting the $1 billion. You don't fire who's looking into Joe Biden now, you're not getting your $21 million. I mean, think about how sick you have to be. You are a known child trafficker, Save the Children. And Joe Biden is on the board. I mean, we played the statistics on this show. It was staggering. I may have to find that video again of how many kids, and I'm late to the game. Many of you are way ahead of me on this. I'm late to the game on it because really I was 100% conservative, Christian nationalist, populist before COVID, but after COVID, I really got to know what the truth really was, and basically everything I believe was a bold-faced lie. But anyway, and all the people I believed in were all corrupt people. But anyway, now that you know, and we play this video of how many kids go missing per year per country.
Yeah.
I mean, missing into oblivion, never to be seen again. What is going on? Do we have ritualistic child sacrificing? Prove me wrong. Obviously, we have a mass child sex trafficking ring. Obviously, we have a mass child sex trafficking extortion rings run by people like Jeffrey Epstein, possibly Mossad, possibly MI6, possibly the CIA, so that they can leverage politicians to do what they want for the rest of life because they have videos of them having sex with kids. Then you have Sean Puffy Combs, who has his home raided because there is videos of politicians having sex with women, possibly underage women. And lo and behold, he gets raided, not because, and believe me, I'm not saying he's a good person. The reason why he got raided is not for the criminal offense. They're afraid that he'll leak the information, expose compromised Democrats.
Yeah.
And maybe Rhino Republicans too. So there you go. So that's the new thing for me. A Joe Biden link directly to Save the Children, a NGO child sex trafficking ring down in Guatemala. Wide Awake Media video. Just have to show you this because how disturbing it is. UK police, United Kingdom, Great Britain, being UK police, quote, you'll hear it on the video in a second, being misgendered can have a huge impact on somebody and their personal well-being. It also can be used as a form of abuse. Play for me, Will.
Today is International Pronouns Day, which is a day particularly important to people who identify as transgender or gender non-conforming. Being misgendered can have a huge impact on somebody and their personal well-being. It also can be used as a form of abuse for somebody, and that just isn't right. Today is about raising awareness, getting people to have conversations, and understanding why it is so important to understand the pronouns that somebody wishes to be used for them.
Hey, I just wanted to wish everybody happy International Pronouns Day. I just wanted to wish you that. Just like I got to wish you happy Transgender Awareness Day on freaking Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
That's the globalist left. I mean, how do you ever vote Democrat? I know nobody watching this is voting Democrat, hardly anybody, but I'm just saying, how could you ever vote Democrat when you have, again, a woman in charge of preserving lives? That woman, what's that woman going to do? Hey, can you put the cameras on you guys? Aaron, can you put the camera on you guys?
Yep.
If Will, see, Will, wave. Okay. It's Brent right next to him. Brent, wait, there you go. Wave. Okay. He's the former cop, by the way, Cincinnati. If these guys, any of these three guys, wanted to come beat me up, what's that woman going to do? If one of the three, how is she going to protect me from Aaron, Will, or Brett? How? How are they? How is she going to protect me? She's in charge. You know, the reason why she's in charge is because she'll espouse the propaganda of International Pronouns Day. What a bunch of idiots. How do you ever a Democrat? And by the way, if you're a Christian who calls yourself a Democrat, you're not a Christian. You're a Democrat, just so you know. All right, give me 60 seconds. Midas Gold Group. My one and only sponsor. Again, you can probably tell why I have one and only sponsor. My wife is trying to get me others. But anyway, Midas Gold Group, love them. Appreciate this company. MAGA owned, MAGA operated, veteran owned, veteran operated. We all need to be getting gold right now. Why? Because the people trying to destroy the dollar are buying gold. So if they're trying to destroy the dollar while also buying gold, that means after they destroy the dollar, the currency will be gold. We won't let them destroy the dollar, but we ought to be hedging our bets and buying gold. The great thing about Midas Gold is it's physical gold in your hands. You can have an IRA and start your IRA. You can be a multimillionaire. And then people who do have millions of dollars, you should be putting hundreds of thousands of dollars in gold. I'm putting thousands of dollars in gold. If you're a multimillionaire, you need to be putting hundreds of thousands of dollars into gold IRAs. The good thing about Midas is you cash out your IRA, you get the gold in your hands. You can call them right now. I want physical gold in my hands. You get physical gold sent to you in your hands, in your safe. Buy gold. Buy it from Midas. And when you do, tell them that the TLP sent you to buy it from Midas. All right, let's go to the next one. All right, here we go. Olivia Rinaldi tweet. Now we're on Trump back to we did Trump shooting investigation. Now let's look a little bit more at the shooting again. Stunning new details from that bastion of right-wing conservatism, CBS News, on how Secret Service snipers noticed the shooter before the Trump rally in Butler, Pennsylvania on Saturday. There were three snipers stationed inside the building the shooter was on. Did everybody hear that? These are not the snipers that were behind Trump, the one that took out the assassin. There were three snipers that Kim Cheadle could have put on that building. but didn't. They were sitting in the building under Thomas Crooks. Does everybody understand? Aaron, am I making this clear? All right, because I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
I'm just very, because I want everyone to understand that I'm sitting in a building with a ceiling. Well, the building we're sitting is way larger, but the ceiling's about the same height as that building.
Yeah. Yep.
So all of these guys, what is this, about 20-foot ceiling here?
Yeah, probably.
So
yeah,
about 20-foot ceiling. 25-foot ceiling.
Yep.
They're all sitting underneath there doing nothing. They weren't even positioned. Why are you sitting in a building during the Trump rally?
Why not patrol?
It will just said it. Why not patrol?
Yeah.
Why don't you just, you just put on your sidearm, go patrol then?
Yeah.
Maybe you could have been part of the spectators that actually saw him on the building. Remember for 2 minutes screaming and yelling for somebody to do it, do something about it? And don't worry, I know about the 26 minutes. We'll get into it. You got the 26-minute segment with the cops. Turns out also, I'd leave this on, a cop went up to the rooftop after they were told Crooks was on the roof. Cop goes up to the roof. Crooks points the gun at him, and the cop retreats.
What?
This is all fact, guys.
Yep.
This has all been verified. This is all in the national media, not just right wing. Right wing's always right anyway, but I'm just saying, yeah, a cop went up there, confronted Crooks. Crooks pointed his sniper rifle at the cop. The cop retreated,
yep,
and they still let Trump speak. And Trump was left on the stage.
Wow.
After that happened. It's either they left him on the stage or they let him speak after the confrontation. I believe it was after the confrontation they let him on the stage. That actually happened, by the way. Why? Again, Kim Cheadle's in charge of this. Galactic incompetence when you have a cop, a local cop, confronts the shooter in a sniper position, high point, with direct line of sight to the speaker, your protectee says, I just confronted the guy. He pointed his gun at me. And what does the Secret Service do? Nothing.
Yeah.
That's Kim Cheadle's leadership. I mean, again, this is steering your ship into the Titanic. I mean, steering your ship, your Titanic, into the iceberg on purpose.
Yep.
And again, this was all on purpose. They recruited Crooks, if that's really his name, because they don't even know it's really Crooks. They verified him because he has no criminal record. They verified who he was through biometric data, but he's never committed a crime before. So how did they get his biometric data?
Mm-hmm.
That makes no sense either. They haven't gotten to a cell phone yet either. To this day, FBI here, the greatest law enforcement institution in the world. I can tell you right now, Sarasota County Sheriff's Office will already be in there. You're like, Tom, you just think Sarasota County Sheriff's Office is the greatest agency in the world. That's correct. I do. But I will tell you right now that tech people I knew that worked there would already be on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, give me a break. Aaron would be on the phone.
Yeah.
Aaron would already be on the phone.
Easily.
Aaron would have been on the phone because Aaron would never sleeps. So Aaron would have been in the phone that night. He would have been calling me with updates every 10 seconds.
I would have called you from the phone.
Yeah. Aaron would have called him from the phone with a selfie. With a selfie.
100%.
There were three snipers stationed inside the building the shooter was on. Is this registering with everybody?
It's crazy.
That how absolutely ridiculous. Unbelievable all this is. According to law enforcement officer with direct knowledge, go to the next one for me, Will. One of the snipers inside saw Crooks outside looking up at the roof, observing the building, and then disappeared, according to local law enforcement. That cancels the rally.
Yeah.
All of this cancels the rally. A law enforcement, I know you're like, Tom, you're being redundant. I know, and it's 9:47. It's not looking good for me. But I'm just saying. So you have a law enforcement officer who sees him. That cancels the rally. Then you have a law enforcement officer who confronts him and gets the gun pointed at him. That cancels the rally. And then not only does it cancel the rally, you do an immediate evacuation.
I'd have shot him.
Then Crooks, yeah, there's the other variant. That's, I was going to get to that. Will pushed through it. Will, are you Mike? Can people hear you?
Yeah.
What'd you just say? Say it.
I said he should have shot him.
Yeah, you shoot him. Yeah, ask the other cop in the room here. Ask him. You get a gun pointed at you. You may retreat for a second, but you don't go, hey, I got pointed a gun. No, you re-engage.
Yeah.
You're a police officer. You don't call the police. You are the police.
Oh, my word.
Jeez,
that's just crazy.
I don't get it. I mean, I'm like totally. I'm going back into vaccine mania. I don't understand how. I don't get it. I don't get people. 99.9% survival. You take a vaccination. Then Crooks came back, sat down, and was looking on his phone. Oh, the cops are seeing this, and at that point, one of the snipers took a picture of him.
Oh my gosh!
I should have written the list. I should have written it all down. So you got confrontation, you got them seeing him and disappearing, then you got them taking a picture of him. What? And Trump is either talking or is about to talk.
Yeah.
I got to stop. Yeah. I mean, my abs are literally tired. Oh. Then Crooks took out a range finder. This is all witnessed by the police.
Oh, my gosh.
Who else witnessed it but the police? Or the Secret Service? And the sniper radioed to the command post. So you have a sniper who has, what does the sniper have with him? A rangefinder.
Yeah.
Sees another man with a rangefinder. And what does he do? What should he have done? Shoot. Put one right between the eyes.
Yep.
Now.
Yep.
Who are these people? They're run by Kim Cheadle, who's never been, never answered a police call in her life. Who's never secured a person in her life, ever. Never secured a protectee in her life. Crooks disappeared again after they radioed the command post. All of this immediately means cancel the event. And then came back a third time with a backpack, all witnessed by the police.
Oh, my gosh.
The snipers called in with the information. There's no answers, Will. There's no answers. You can bark out your questions. I'll be happy to answer them, Will. I mean, I'd be happy to do it. But just remember, speaking to your microphone so I can hear you, you have to keep telling Will that. He's the one who actually kind of understands on the trigger of this whole, and pun intended, on this show.
Oh, jeez.
And there's other triggers in this room, too. But anyway, the snipers called in with the information. Backpack, range finder, picture of the guy. The snipers called in with the information that he had a backpack and said he was walking towards the back of the building. Oh, just let him walk around, I guess, guys.
They could have took down the ladder.
Yeah, maybe you call in the local cops, do a takedown, take the guy down, take him to the ground.
Yeah.
You know, you call somebody. Oh, wait, you have police who are calling the police. You are the police. Officers believe that Crooks might have used an air conditioning unit to get on top of the roof. No, there's a ladder, and it's on the pictures, you stupid, freaking stupid idiots. By the time other officers came for backup, why are you calling for backup? You must engage the shooter. This is like Uvalde all over again. There is a, you want to talk about pandemics or plandemics? There is a pandemic of law enforcement not responding to emergencies and active shooters. At Sarasota County Sheriff's Office, again, 1992, 2017, we did active shooter training. You know what you did when you responded to an active shooter and you were the only cop there? What did you do? Wait for backup? No, you engage the shooter. You're a cop. That's what you get paid to do. You get killed, you get killed. That's what you get paid to do.
Yep.
Even if it's 9mm versus AR-15, you go now. They're shooting people. Uvalde, the guy, remember, alcohol gel. I know I said this yesterday. Alcohol gel, washing his hands with alcohol gel this guy's been firmly COVID-tized while little kids are being shot in the head with an AR-15. Not 100 feet from the guy. Yeah. But he's making sure. SWAT guy's got all his gear on. Get in there. What are you waiting on? Same thing happened at Columbine. Same thing happened at all these school shootings. Same thing happened in South Florida. Same thing happened there. Whether you had West Palm Beach Sheriff's Office, huge agency, refusing to go into Marjorie Stoneman Douglas School. Refused to go in until finally, like Palmetto or something or other police department showed up and they went in. The giant agency with the helicopter flying overhead and the snipers, they didn't do squat. Little police agency went in and it took out the shooter. Amazing to me. No cojones. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
Officers believe that Crooks might have used air conditioner, blah, blah, blah. I said that already. By the time other officers came for backup, he had climbed on top of the building. So they're seeing this. Oh, the backup has arrived. Oh, he's on the building now, but yet Trump is still talking or is about to talk. And when it was positioned above, behind the snipers inside the building. I had another one, do I, Will?
Yeah.
Okay, go, Aaron.
Oh, I was just going to say, use a freaking radio.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah, no. You can't because Kim Cheadle's running. Maybe radios aren't safe either.
Oh, yeah, true.
Maybe
true.
She's afraid there'll be 5G leakage into your brain. She's afraid of slope roofs. Yeah, you know what you do? You set up what's called, here it is, a command post.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You do a command post where you have a universal radio system where everybody's talking to each other, Secret Service, local law enforcement. That obviously didn't happen. But even if this was just local law enforcement, and by the way, it's not just local law enforcement because the snipers from the Secret Service or Secret Service contractor for the DHS is looking at the same thing the cops are looking at. And nobody did anything. So both the Secret Service did nothing and the local cops didn't do anything. The guy should have been shot 10 minutes before.
Yep. 100%.
Two other, you know why they're not in here again? It's 9:53. Oh, my word.
It's
so here's, this goes back. This is the same thing with Chris Kyle. You know, when you're in Iraq and you're afraid to shoot somebody because Joe Biden or Barack or Mike Obama will stick you in Leavenworth for the rest of your life because you did the wrong. You didn't go by their ROEs.
Yep.
So they'll stick you in prison for the rest of your life. You're going to be celibate for the next 17 years of your life as a 20-year-old man.
Yep.
That's why nobody shoots anymore, because of Democrats. It's all. You know why Uvalde happened? You know why Uvalde happened? You're like, Tom, stay on course. I can't, okay? I just can't. But you know why Uvalde happened? Because Uvalde had so many red alerts or code reds, which means they had a trespasser on the grounds, an unknown person, suspicious person on the grounds. So they had so many code reds. Why did they have so many code reds at Uvalde? Because of Donald Trump? No, because of Joe Biden, because the border is open and it's right at the border. So there's so many illegal migrants crossing onto the Uvalde school campus that everyone just blew off the red alert because they're like, it's just another red alert with some illegal migrants walking across. But that day it wasn't. It was an active shooter.
Yeah. Yep.
So nobody responded. Nobody locked the doors. Red alert, you lock the doors, you lock all the kids in the classroom, which I don't necessarily agree with. I'm just telling you, that's what they do. I was a school resource officer myself for many years, so I'm telling you, I know what a code red is. So that's what they did.
Yeah.
But nobody did it. That's what you do. That's not what they did. They left it open. The shooter walked through an open door, an unlocked door.
Yeah, yep.
And shot kids between the eyes. They're 7 years old. Why the Uvalde Police Department stood there literally with their thumbs up their rear ends. All right, continuing on with Olivia Rinaldi. Two other officers. This is like a clown show. I should be doing this with clown music, Aaron. Two other officers who heard the sniper's call came and tried to get onto the roof. State police started rushing to the scene, but that time, I think it's supposed to be by that time. I think by that time, a Secret Service sniper had already killed Crooks, according to law enforcement officers. This was all going on while Trump was speaking. The officer said also Crooks had an IED, improvised explosive device, in his pocket in addition to explosive materials on his car. Questions remain about how this was possible, that several law enforcement officers had eyes on the shooter before and reported his behavior, yet this still happened. Oh, yeah, we got a lot of questions, Olivia. Actually, a good report finally from CBS News. Congratulations. When they do something right, you need to acknowledge it. Go to the next one for me, Will. Steve tweet, I'm trying to roll through slides here, folks. 888 people on, love each and every one of you. Appreciate you guys. Sorry I'm not interacting too much with the chat. Let me say hi to everybody on the chat real quick here. We're going to start off with a classic, Salty Gonads. Lynn and Jeff, love you guys. My best chat in the world is the TLP chat. I know a lot of you guys are on Bongino too. McGroin Nation also on Bongino. Appreciate you guys. Robin McGroin is on. Hassle Free TV. Sneaking McGroin is on. Scooter 8887 is on. Perry Heather 120 is on. Christopher Arnott is on. Big Scott's on. Biggs Scott is on. Neanderthal Soup is on. Waterline 46 is on. Daynow 59 is on. UNC B-Ball is on. And Judy Juanita is on. Fedora the Explorer, love you chick, love you girl, you're awesome. Tex Billy's on, Alpha Acres is on. Love you guys. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Like and share. Let's get world record numbers. And by the way, when I'm saying this, you're also being broadcasted right now on TV.
Yep.
Right now, for the next 3 minutes, we're all still on TV, all the way from Naples to Sarasota Christian Television Network. Appreciate you guys. Paul Adato, thank you for letting me be on. Let me stay on. I know I'm a little bit on the edge. Let me stay on. Oh, we're only on for 40 more seconds on Christian Television Network. Yeah, that's right. It's shorter. So just let me stay on. I said it on Sunday morning from the church. I do say a couple things I shouldn't say. I don't cuss, but I probably ought not to drop like cuck from the pulpit and things like that. So
true.
That's out. Okay, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm gonna try to be a better person. There's certain things I shouldn't say, especially from the pulpit. It's pretty much no hold bar here at the TLP, but from the pulpit, you know.
He has repented.
There's a couple things that ought to be, go ahead and, you know, that you got to, you know, cut the, you know, the hedge, trim the tree. So there you go. All right, let's hop back into it. Enough about me. All right, Steve tweet. The last three presidents that challenged the establishment. I talked about this earlier. JFK, Reagan, and Trump. All three were shot, but of course we also, who else threatened the establishment? That would be Abraham Lincoln also threatened the establishment, and he was shot in the head. So basically, it's just kind of weird how everybody claims there's no global cabal, although the WEF and Klaus Schwab actually writes books about being a global cabal. But lo and behold, whenever you fight against the global cabal, they'll do what what Andrew Tate said. They first come to try to buy you off. If they can't buy you off, they ban you. They ban your speech. They censor your speech. Kick you off. Prevent you from making a living via the media. Prevent you from making a living somehow. Sue you into oblivion. Then they either sue you or prosecute you. And if that doesn't work, so they try to buy you off. Then they ban you off of all media. Believe me, I understand about being banned off of media. And then once they ban you off media, if that doesn't work, and that still doesn't close your mouth, then they ban and Navarro you and stick you in prison. They prosecute you or litigate you into bankruptcy or prosecute you into bankruptcy because the United States government is an endless bankroll. You don't, so you can't defend yourself for 10 years while they prosecute you. And if that doesn't work, that's what happens.
Yep.
As we saw on July 13th, 2024. All right, let's go to the next one. Concerned citizen video. Listen to President John F. Kennedy over 60 years ago. Play for me.
We are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised.
Saddest thing, I'll tell you what, and the more you look into JFK, and a lot of people, because he's a Democrat, listen, a Democrat back then is a hardcore right-winger now.
Yeah, for sure.
So, I mean, he was right-wing. This is a guy who was standing up against the CIA, ends up dead.
Yep.
That's just the way it is. And it was just like Chuck Schumer says, you mess with the CIA or the, Intel, you deal with the Intel agencies, you mess around with the Intel agencies, they have seven ways to Sunday to get you back.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. But you know what? We all need to stand. We don't need to ever comply. I'm not talking about violence. I'm saying we don't need to ever comply. You know, and listen, you pray God sets your protection around you, they can't touch you, flat out. All right, here we go. Dominic Izzo tweet. Now, listen, sometimes I love when I get educated because I did not think of this. It never crossed my mind. Honestly, didn't. You guys probably did. 892 people on right now, primarily on Rumble. If you're on another platform, switch to Rumble. Dominic Izzo tweet. What would just like, I don't know, does that make sense? Would just like to point out that Trump was just shot at and there have been no riots. Yep. That's weird. I thought we were the existential threat to America.
Mm-hmm.
No riots, no burning cities, no looting, no mass destruction or chaos of any kind. Time to acknowledge that liberals are 100% the problem in a free society. Absolutely correct. But bottom line is they're not liberals. They're actually socialist leftists. But again, we haven't done anything. And according to Christopher Wray, according to Joe Biden, the greatest threat to America outside of climate change now is white supremacist terrorism. And there has not been one reprisal of any kind.
Nope.
And they all, remember how they always call us Trump cultists? If we were Trump cultists, wouldn't we violently respond to our high priest being shot in the head?
Oh, yeah.
Nothing. You know why? Because everything they say about us are lies. The only people that have anything in common with Adolf Hitler is the globalist left and the Democratic Party, because Adolf Hitler was a leftist. Adolf Hitler censored speech. Who censors speech? Who sends in their State Department? Who sends their FBI and their DOJ into all the social media platforms to censor conservative speech? The Biden administration, the people claiming that we're like Hitler, they're the ones who censor. Who grabs guns? Adolf Hitler. Who else grabs guns? The DNC grabs guns.
Yep.
Who else forces vaccinations? The DNC forces vaccinations. Who else does child experimentations and Mengele-style medical experiments? That would be the globalist left in the Democratic Party. So would you have some? Who is it that has their own Mockingbird Goebbels media? The Democratic Party. So far, the Democratic Party has been firmly linked to Adolf Hitler, Mengele, and Joseph Goebbels. And we have nothing in common, yet they call us Hitler because they are actually projecting onto us that which they are. That's the way that it is. All right, here, I think I'm changing subject here for just a minute. Yeah, here we go. Just switch up. We'll go to the next one. Insider paper tweet. Breaking, police reportedly shot an individual outside the Republican National Convention perimeter in Milwaukee. Police have police have reportedly shot a person who may have been armed with a weapon. I heard it may have been like a knife fight or something like that. But is that what it was? Anybody here?
I heard both.
You did hear both? Yeah. It was murky before the podcast. If anybody knows more, send it in Aaron. He'll send it to me right now. Seriously, in the chat. Yeah. Send it in Aaron. If you heard what it definitively was, not what you think it was, definitively was, let us know. Hey, I've got an announcement for everybody. In case she hasn't been on already, go right to the next one for me. Well, Nikki Haley's speaking tonight.
Ugh.
Who's watching that? This is the greatest thing for me because I know no one's watching the RNC when she's speaking. If she's speaking right now, everyone is watching the TLP. Last night I lost everybody because they went to Trump. And by the way, I would have left my own podcast to go watch Trump.
Even though he didn't speak.
Even though he didn't speak, which yeah. I'm like, I thought he was going to speak, but he didn't. But he went and go sat and see. But it was one of the most, I got all welled up when I watched it when I got home.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, so Nikki Haley speaking. Why is Nikki Haley speaking when she has supported the prosecution of Donald Trump? I mean, she supported, she basically said Donald Trump deserves to be prosecuted, puts out the lines, you know, nobody's above the law. All those things. She's so galactically ignorant that she can't see that Donald Trump is being dragged in front of blue judges and blue juries and they're making up crimes. She can't see that. She's still going to drop nobody's above the law. She's still going to do that. And yet she's going to speak at the RNC. This is the last gasp effort of establishment Republicanism to try to have some influence on people like you and I. You and I are the Republican Party. It's over for people like this. It's over. Just go be a Democrat, Nikki. Just go be a globalist, bourgeois, elitist. Go get your money from Raytheon or whatever company you get it from where you're dead to the wall broke and then you like to instigate world wars so that you get money from defense contractors. No, thank you, Nikki. You're absolutely broke when you left the Trump administration. And lo and behold, now you're a multimillionaire because you ended up on the board of the military-industrial complex, one of their companies. So she can go pound sand, right? Amen. There we go.
Yeah.
All right, go to the next one for me, Will. All right, back to the Trump shooting. This is an interesting thing. Side by side, I love this. So here's Tristan Snell. I call him Tristy. He's obviously a leftist. Look what he put on. Here's what he put on. Uvalde, AR-15. Buffalo, AR-15. You can tell he probably talks like this.
Triscuit.
Yeah, Tristy. Hi, my name's Tristy, Tree of Life Synagogue. And so that's how he talks.
Yeah.
Uvalde, AR-15. Buffalo, Orlando, AR-15, Parkland, AR-15, Nashville, AR-15, Las Vegas. You're getting the point, Sandy Hook, San Bernardino. Blah, 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 blah. The San Bernardino, that was the Northern California shooting I was speaking of earlier, where they easily ended up getting into the shooter's cell phone. But lo and behold, they can't get into 20-year-old Thomas Crooks's cell phone, if it actually is Thomas Crooks. So let's compare that. So those were the guns that were used. But the problem is Uvalde shooter. Democrat, Buffalo shooter, Democrat, Boulder shooter, Democrat, Orlando shooter, gay Democrat, Parkland, Democrat, Nashville, gay Democrat, Las Vegas, Audrey Hale, transgender, gay Democrat, Las Vegas, Democrat, Sandy Hook, Democrat, San Bernardino, Democrat, Midland, Odessa, Democrat, Colorado Springs, Democrat, Powis Synagogue, Democrat, Tree of Life Synagogue, Democrat, Lewiston, Democrat, and then they'll say Thomas Crook was a registered Republican. Was a registered Republican who has a lineage of giving to Democratic candidates and to ACLU, not Democratic candidates, but to Democratic what would you call them fundraising
like
organizations,
pack. Yeah.
PACs, things like that. So she gives ACLU, he gives the Democrats. Now let me ask: we got five Republicans in the room. Anybody ever given to ACLU in here?
No.
It's weird that they're Republican not. Trump shooter. The Republican Trump shooter, bring it back to me, Will. The Republican Trump shooter is a registered Democrat who gives to ACLU. And I just wanted to put this out. These are the nine Democrats who wanted to remove Donald Trump's Secret Service protection. Bernie Thompson, who is the chairperson of the 1-6 committee, who is illegally jailed. Peter Navarro and Steve Bannon, which I don't have time to get into because it's 10:08 and I've got to try to keep my word. Troy Carter, Barbara Lee, Frederica Wilson. She's the idiot with the cowboy hat on.
Yep.
Yvette Clark. These are all, of course, J.D. Vance, we are run by a bunch of childless cat ladies, including the men in the picture. Joyce Betty and Steve Cohen on the bottom right. There you go. And, here's the thing. I'm going to go to this. I'm going to go to this is the section of the show that I call post-Trump shooting vitriol. Here's Gunther Eagleman video. Here's Harry Sisson. Who pays Harry Sisson, by the way? About $250,000 a year. ACLU.
Yeah.
So, our Republican assassin gave money to who funds Harry Sisson, and he's a Republican. Yeah. So here's Gunther Eagleman video. Harry Sisson, care to explain? You are the problem. Play for me, Will.
Donald Trump has not reached out to the family of the man who is...
But you failed to mention in your video, Harry, that Trump was attending the funeral. Or the fact that Trump authorized this page to be set up where $4.5 million were raised for the victims of that shooting. That was orchestrated by ActBlue donor once again. Speaking of ActBlue, Harry, did you know this? And I want to say what the video I'm about to show you is thanks to this account right here. So let's take a stroll through his contributions, shall we? See, ActBlue right there. This is going to be good. Y'all are going to enjoy this. Democracy Defense Action. And it's starting to ring a bell for anybody? This is going to be good, I promise. Remember, Democracy Defense Action. So Democracy Defense Action, the same organization that pays you for consulting fees, Harry, is linked to ActBlue, which is the same organization that the shooter from Pennsylvania donated to back in 2021. I'm sorry, but that don't seem very Republican to me, bro. It actually ties you and your organizations to the shooter closer than any Republican organization.
All right, so from front to back. So Trump is actually attending the funeral of the man who was killed, but the person responsible for his death is the Biden administration. Kim Cheadle is responsible for that man's death, but Donald Trump is actually going to be attending his funeral. Donald Trump, through GoFundMe, has raised, because he lended his name to it. When I covered this yesterday, it was $2.5 million. I told you it was going to get way bigger. It's now $4.5 million for the families. What's Joe Biden done? Because it was his. This was a Trump rally, but it was Joe Biden's responsibility to secure the rally under Kim Cheadle and Alejandro Mayorkas, DHS and the Secret Service, right? Absolutely. And then, go, Aaron.
Oh, I was just going to say it's at $5.1 million now.
Oh, five. Wow. Oh, so
it just changed. Yeah,
they just added 600,000 to it since that video was posted.
Yeah,
and that video was posted like yesterday or today. So you have crooks gave to Democracy Defense Action, which is they layer out all of these various Democratic donation sites or Democratic PACs. They layer them out so that they can say that they didn't receive a donation from ActBlue. Even though ActBlue ends up funding these various other, they always layer it all out so they have some sort of plausible deniability.
Yep.
That, you know, they say the classic one, of course, is Alvin Bragg. I never received any money from George Soros. No, you received the money from the PAC that George Soros funds. Mm-hmm. So he got money from the PAC that George Soros funds, but not from George Soros. So Democracy Defense Action is the organization that crooks gave to that actually funds Harry Sisson. And Harry Sisson's going to say that crooks is an actual Republican. That's who these people are. Just so you know, it's just the same thing I told you on Monday. All of their labels mean nothing because their labeling is fraudulent. He's a convicted felon. Yeah. And under Judge Juan Merchan, under a corrupt judge, yeah, you're a convicted felon. I can't get into that. I want to, but I can't. This is supposed to be the post-shooting vitriol section of the show. I'm going to stick with it. All right, here, I just want to show you a litany because I had to rapid fire these or I'm going to not keep my word. And it's 10-12. I'm already supposed to be off. I said 10-10 or 10-12, 10-13, 14, 15, 16, 17, somewhere in there.
11 p.m.
11, yeah, I'll be off at no later than 11:30. But anyway, I'm just kidding. All right, so here is my litany of post-Trump shooting vitriol coming from the left. Darn it, I'll just change it for her. He didn't die. Well, at least one supporter did. This is from the left. Is anybody on the right? Aaron?
No.
Will?
No.
Anybody ever seen any right-winger ever post anything like this?
Never.
In your life?
Never.
Any of you three guys?
Never.
I never have.
No.
Not once. Not on Facebook, not Twitter, not Instagram, nothing.
Never.
Not one time.
Nope.
I've never seen it. If I did, I would be honest to show it to you.
Yeah.
Well, at least one supporter is dead. That's what she said. I take what I can get. My heart goes out to the family of the shooter.
Oh, my gosh.
Know that he died doing what he needed, what needed to be done. Hopefully someone will accomplish the task before we vote. So she's calling for Trump. This person needs to be visited by the Secret Service. Now stick around. Stick around. 882 people on. Get it. Let's go. I'll get back to 900 plus. But anyway, stick around. I know it's 10:13. But anyway, at the end of when I get to the end of this and a couple more slides, I'm going to rapid fire these because there are a bunch of slides like this. You're going to see a video where a lot of these people get fired. A lot of these people that you see in these tweets and in these videos end up getting fired. And Democrats are going, I thought you guys were against cancel culture. No, I'm for it now. You set the rules.
Yep.
It's just like, you know what? We're going to prosecute prior administrations. Get ready. Because, boy, are we going to prosecute the Biden administration, the Obama administration, and the Clinton administration when we run the DOJ. Those are the new rules. Cancel culture is the new rules. We need to, it's again, Republicans, let's not stoop down to their level. Let's not lower ourselves to their level. All right. That's very much akin to saying that you're not going to bring a gun to a gunfight. You're going to bring your fists. You're simply going to lose them. Well, as long as I stick to the rules, you stick to the rules, you're going to lose. Because you know what? We are in a war where there are no rules.
That's right.
They will prosecute you when you leave office. Even if you're a complicit, compromised, cooperating, capitulating Republican, collaborating Republican, like Ken Buck and people like that, who think that because you collaborate and you cooperate with Democrats that they will never turn their prosecutorial ire onto you. You have lost your mind. Cooperation has never spared anybody from totalitarian regimes. You are crazy. So we are all for cancel culture because that's the new rules. You wanted it, you got it. Libs of TikTok video. It's a shame the shooter missed. Play for me, 13 seconds.
Absolutely. You guys are out here on the heels of the attempted Trump assassination. Can I get your reaction to what happened the other day?
Well, it's a shame the person missed, but
we'll find any right winger that ever talks like that. It will never happen. All right, Libs of TikTok tweet next. Meet Donald Brockhausen, a medical assistant at Northwell Health. He appears upset that the shooter missed and suggests someone attempt another assassination. So there, that's him. If you look at the bottom, it's right there. If at first you don't succeed, try again. Donald Brockhausen, medical assistant. He needs to be fired. Go to the next one for me. Libs of TikTok tweet. Meet Rick Notary, community outreach manager for Lack County. What is CR, Aaron? Run that. What state is that? Oh, I got it. What state is on that? It's on his profile page. We'll see if we can shift over to his profile pic. What state is that in? CR or something. It doesn't sound like a acronym for a state, does it?
Lackawanna County.
County. Maybe it's county or something. No, it's not Lackawanna. It's Lake County. Community Outreach. CR. So just go to his profile.
It says Lackawanna County.
Oh, Lackawanna County. Okay.
Yeah. Which is PA.
Okay. So it's Pennsylvania? Yeah. All right. So somewhere, Lack County, CR. Well, maybe CR is his title. So anyway. So Community Outreach. I don't know. But anyway, meet Rick Notary, Community Outreach Director at Lack County CR. He's very sad that the shooter missed. He's a government employee. Our taxes pay his salary. Any comment, Rick? He says since deleted all of his social media. Go to the next one for me. So here he is on Rich Eisen's tweet. Thank you for the heroes of the Secret Service. He answers, it's a shame the guy missed. Go to the next one for me, Will. This is Rick Notary, community outreach manager of Lackawanna County, Scranton, Pennsylvania. Aaron got it right, so he's in Pennsylvania. Go to the next one for me. Here's his experience, Lackawanna County, 12 years, 5 months. Act as a liaison between the county commissioners and the at-large community in connecting small businesses, volunteer groups, and active shooters, and veterans, the leaders of the Lackawanna County government. And here's Ricky right here. There he is.
Ugh.
I mean, listen, if I really scrunch it up, I can get myself maybe a double. That dude right there, man, that is a quadruple chin all in one right there. So that's who these people are. Find me one Republican who ever talks like this. And by the way, they all want us to lower the temperature, right? Why is anybody telling us to lower the temperature when the only people that get shot are us?
Yep.
We don't need to be lectured by rhino Republicans or Democrats to lower our political temperature. We are the only ones who have been shot. Here it is. Threat to Kavanaugh, Democrats. Shooting of Ronald Reagan, Democrat. Shooting of Scalise, Democrat. Nashville shooter, Democrat. Trans mass shooters, Democrats. Shooting of Trump, Democrats. Burned down cities, $4 million worth of damage. 30 people murdered during the George Floyd riots that were mostly peaceful protests, mostly peaceful arsons, robberies, and murders. 30 people dead, $4 billion worth of damage. The only people that need to turn down the temperature are the arsonists, the murderers, and the thieves and the looters. We're not any of those things on the right. Show me one right-wing looting fest. Show me one right-wing riot that wasn't instigated by the FBI. And by the way, even if they use 1/6 as an example, the only people killed were the alleged rioters, which they weren't. It's a Fed's direction. All right, let's go to the next one. Trump girl video. This represents every single Democrat. Play for me, Will.
I just found out about this. It just happened. I haven't even had a second to process. You're telling me somebody finally had the balls to bring a pew-pew. And he missed! We were a second away! We were a centimeter away from half of the problem being gone, and you missed! There was a white man attached to that trigger. I know it! We were a centimeter away! Oh!
Of course, her destiny is to be a childless cat lady, because who would mate with that?
Ew. Ew.
Man, talk about a nightmare. You wake up next to that on your honeymoon. Oh, my word. That'd be worse than waking up next to Jill Biden's voice on your honeymoon.
Why? He lies.
Kamala's laugh.
All right. Here's Phil Whippy. By the way, I know Phil Whipple. Phil Whipple has been fired. Hey, rednecks. He's fired now. He has no job.
Good.
The next shooter isn't going to miss. This was just to get your attention, and I see it work quite well. By September 1st, a man will be dead, and half of us in the great nation who understand what a threat he is to democracy. So the defenders of democracy want to shoot their political opponents in the name of democracy. So you're going to usher in third world totalitarianism to save your democracy. That's like lying in the name of the truth.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. He's been fired. Go to the next one for me, Will. Mischief video. Is this where the cabal picks their shooters? Play for me.
This just in. Fantastic news. Donald Trump has been shot.
But unfortunately, it just grazed him and it didn't kill him. So he's still probably going to be the president.
One.
Again, find me one right-wing video like that. Never happens. Never has happened. Never will happen. Because we actually have class. We're not third world totalitarians. They are. Destiny tweet, a person in a crowd cheering for and supporting a traitor to this country caught a stray. I'm so sad, please. We don't talk like that. They do. They accuse us. Remember, they always accuse Donald Trump is going to launch us into World War III. Who's got us really close to World War III? That would be Joe Biden. Donald Trump is going to put people into camps, into concentration camps. The only people who did that were globalist leftists in New York City. No, we never do the things they say that we're going to do. The only people that do what they say we're going to do is the people saying that we're going to do it. And that Destiny person has 257,000 followers, according to Aaron.
Yep.
All right, go to the next one. Well, Dr. Jebra Fashi video. This girl is mad that someone more accurate didn't shoot that gun. Play for me.
So somebody shot at Trump at a rally like a couple of minutes ago, and it grazed him by the ear. There was some bleeding, and whoever did that, like, if you're gonna like do this, can you like pick somebody who knows how to shoot a gun? Like, can you imagine? Like, even the person who shot JFK was like a sniper. And, like, imagine going to jail for popping someone's ear. Like, if you're gonna do it, like, do it.
How do you miss that? We don't miss those! Come on, man! We don't miss those! One shot at greatness to be mentioned in the history books! And you miss the shot?!
What the f***? I just got the news and that sh** has me. Woo! I'm not sorry. I'm sorry that I'm not sorry. Just the ear, though? Wish he had better aim.
How are you ever a Democrat? That is your party. I would be ashamed to be a Republican if Republicans ever talk like that, and they don't. Find me a video. Send it to me. If you're a leftard that's watching right now, I'm all over social media. Send it to me. Send me a compilation of right-wingers ever talking like that, because we don't. The only people who talk like that are you, and then you accuse us of being that which you are. Simple as that. So here's the last one here, and then I'm going to play the compilation of how a lot of these people got fired. Greg Price video. Here's Jack Black went on stage with his band over the weekend, and his bandmate said, "Don't miss next time. Play for me." So now notice, I want everyone to notice that Jack Black actually said that he was stunned by it. Then why didn't he act stunned?
Correct.
Why didn't he say, "Oh, don't say that. Don't say that. Hey, everybody, we're sorry you said that." That's what everybody would say.
Yeah.
He wasn't sorry. He went on with the show and he actually said thank you after the guy said it. So his shipwreck video, Tenacious D, that's Jack Black's band, and Jack Black. What happened to them? Ended up having to cancel the tour because a prime minister inside, I forgot what they call him, MP inside of Australia, that's where that show was demanding that he leave the country. So they end up having to cancel their tour. Well, here's a compilation of the ramification of all of these leftist, Democrats, bourgeois, elitist, violent people coming out and saying the things that they've said about the Trump shooting. Play for me, Will.
I was at a Tenacious D concert in Australia. It was Jack Black singing happy birthday to one of his bandmates, and that was his bandmate responding. Tenacious D has canceled the rest of their tour. Black stating he was blindsided. Or blindsided. You would have addressed it right then and there. You wouldn't have waited for the video to go viral, and you wouldn't have waited for the Australian senators to call for your deportation. You're not mad that it happened. You're mad at the backlash. If you haven't noticed, there is somewhat of a reckoning going on right now. TikTok has been on a rampage since Saturday. People who got way too comfortable in their perceived anonymity online, comments from Facebook, making those people wildly popular. They miss shaking my head. Social media deletion. We were inches away from freedom. 3 pages of groveling on the internet for forgiveness. Yipes. Super bummed that they missed. Deleted social medias. And his company is handling the matter internally. Little to the right next time, please. Entire page of groveling on the internet for forgiveness. And he's resigning as fire marshal and fire chief. Bam, someone just barely missed. Fired. If you're gonna shoot, man, don't miss. Fired. Right? Like, bro, work on your skills. Fired. Rednecks, next time the shooter isn't going to miss. Fired. But not after trying to tell everybody on Facebook that he had been hacked. Shoot, if only he would have had his scope sighted correctly. Fired. During these discussions that I'm having on X about this whole thing, there is some people in the comments saying, okay, so it's cool now that the right is doing cancel culture. Cancel culture is okay now. If you would have asked me this question a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago, I would have said no. Would have said no, that it's not okay, that we need to do better. I spent years warning you that the tides were eventually going to turn and that some of you were too far to one side in order to pivot and make it back to the middle. And you doubled down, laughed in our faces. You took that power trip and you ran with it. Good people get tired of being good to ungrateful people. Even Jesus flipped a table every now and again. I refuse to feel bad for someone who devalues human life in such a way.
Yeah, it's very much akin to all of the leftist mayors crying about being overwhelmed with illegal migrants. Why are you crying about it? That's what you wanted. You wanted cancel culture. You got it, baby.
Yep.
You got it. Now you're being fired for your posts. And by the way, we were being fired for saying things like vaccines kill people and masks are useless. Both of what we said was true. You're being fired. If you're a leftard, you're being fired for saying that this person should have succeeded in killing the future president of the United States of America, or that you wish that he'd be killed, or you are predicting that he will be killed. Then you got fired. I got banned off of social media because I said ivermectin works.
Yeah.
And it does. So just enjoy the ramifications of your own legislation, of your own policies. Enjoy it because they are firmly in place now, so you can be canceled too. You wanted it, you got it. And then when we run the DOJ, you want your predecessors prosecuted. Now our predecessors will be prosecuted. Enjoy it. You want to impeach every Republican president? Guess what? Who's going to be impeached every time? Just like Joe Biden, they've attempted to impeach him. And by the way, you're thinking, well, if you win, Joe Biden won't be in office anymore. That the new rule, you set up the new rule that a president can be impeached post-presidency.
Yep.
So we'll impeach Joe Biden when we own the Senate and the House. After he leaves office, after he gets crushed in November. All right, I blew it. Didn't make it. 10-29. No. I knew I was going to make it.
Nope.
But I didn't make it. All right, Rumble Rants, Tammy Allmargritter, love you. Thank you, $20. Nude Monk, $20. Thank you to all you guys in the chat. I'll be chatting with everybody during the post game. Awesome post game. Awesome John Rich video that you've got to see called Revelation. Stick around to the end. It's only about 5 minutes from now. Stick around for it. You'll love it. God bless you guys. Back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. I'm going to stick to it. I'll be done tomorrow. Bye. No later. I'm predicting it right now. Etch in stone, Aaron. Put yourself on.
All right.
Put yourself on. Yeah, etch it in stone. I'll be done tomorrow. No later than 10:15.
11.
No later than 10:15. That's it. I promise. So anyway, love you guys. Stick around for the post game. See you tomorrow night. That if you did what God wanted you to do every day for years, you would never see your prayers go unanswered. And I mean specifically. I don't mean, well, yeah, they were answered, but it really wasn't what I wanted, so I'm getting the deep meaning out of it. No! I'm talking about specifically what you want. If you did what you're supposed to do every day for years, they would get all of your prayer requests and all the answers would get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger just sitting under the Word of God. There's nobody, I tried that. You didn't try it but for a week. You didn't try it but for a month. You didn't try it but for a year. You go to anybody who's done it year after year after year. They, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, never stumble. Never.
If you love to worship, this will be your kind of night. Please join us for Crave, a Night of Worship, on Friday, July 26th, starting at 6:30 p.m.
If you enjoyed watching the Tom Lipley podcast, please consider investing in our program. Go to tomlipley.com and donate $25 or more, and we will send you this TLP mug warmer. We look forward to you tuning in next week, and thank you for giving.